Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, Deuce McAllister, color analyst here on the Saints Radio Network. Deuce, thanks for being on with us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right. Deuce, before we get into the Saints questions, Bobby got a load of them, but I got to ask you, man, you ready for LSU Ole Miss?
Well, for me, I mean, I don't have anything to do with it as far as but to cheer and be a
come
fan.
On, come on, you got to pull for the Rebels. Come on.
Come on, Deuce, a lot of your money went into – didn't you have that indoor facility? That's kind of the Deuce McAllister facility, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm a part of the indoor facility. I mean, but outside of that, what are we doing? And you're pulling for them, you want them to do well. I mean, but
right.
How much of the game are we actually going to affect?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, we just
well, maybe just that spirit.
We're just observers, I guess.
But bet the over in the game, though. I'm gonna give you a little hint on that. Because I don't think either defense is stopping too much Saturday night.
No, I mean, and that'll be interesting to see. You know, what defense can get some stops. You know, you talk about turnovers. You know, creating turnovers, forcing turnovers. That's going to be critical for both teams, and just to see exactly, you know, where that comes out. You know, Matt Corral carried the football last week 30 times.
Man.
Against Tennessee, and you know, obviously some of that's design quarterback runs, but you know, some of that is, hey, look, I'm not going to force them to tuck it, and I'll go get what I can just because of the coverage that they're playing. So, be interesting to see, you know, what type of adjustments are being made.
Yeah, another thing too is
he's only thrown one interception that it, compared
all
to
year
last
long.
Year, yeah,
I mean that
impressive.
Compared to what he did a year ago, because that was the dagger, man. He put up so many throws that got picked off, or he fumbled a damn
no
ball.
More.
He ain't doing it no more. And you know, Lane giving that soft soap. Oh, you know, man, I don't know if he'll play or not. Well, yeah, he's hurting, but I guarantee he plays Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much I don't want to call it a foregone conclusion, but, you know, that situation for him is on that day, you know, if he had to play that day, then no, he would not have been playing. But, I mean, you'll get in the cold tub. You'll make sure that your body's rearing and ready to go.
Now, you know, Deuce, bear with me here. You know, this is a long-winded question. It's not really even a question because I want you to comment.
No, it's a statement, then a question.
What are you talking about?
No, I know. It's a statement, but I want you to comment. Are you concerned? Or you think it's going to – when we all have all hands on deck, we're going to turn around. But I'm looking through week six. Now, we had the bye. Explosive plays in the past games. You know, receptions of 20-plus yards. You know, you can get yak. But I was surprised, number one in NFL the Raiders with 32, Tom Brady and Tampa Bay, they have 31. Deuce, we tied with the Bears offense, like one before last with only 9. And we all thought with Jameis Winston, we'd have more of those explosive plays. But obviously Michael Thomas, you know, we're hoping he comes back, even Traquan Smith. But this was a concern for me, and I mentioned those two guys. Deontay Harris is the team's leading receiver, averaging 47 yards receiving per game. And the team's entire receiving core has a combined 610 yards receiving. That's 58 yards less than the NFL leading receiver Davante Adams. Deuce, I never thought I would see this. I don't care who's hurt or who's playing in a Sean Payton offense. We that abysmal as far as on the outside in the passing game as far as receivers helping the quarterback out.
I don't want to say that I'm concerned with it so far. I mean, because obviously each game takes on its a life of its own. And Bobby, you kind of know that. I think if you're at game 10 and you have it improved, you know, regardless of personnel, then you've got an issue. I mean, I think right now personnel obviously plays an issue, and then obviously how you had to win some of those games play an issue. And so right now, today, I'm not necessarily concerned with it, but if we're at week 11 and this is still some of the same things that we're seeing, then, yeah, you've probably got an issue. But, I mean, I think it's really, really early to kind of say, all right, this is who this team is, and you can play them this certain type of way.
Now, Deuce, how about this? You think, again, it doesn't matter who's playing because we've been in the top 10 amongst teams as far as sacks. I'm not talking about quarterback pressures, quarterback hits, but the pass rush right now has produced only 8 sacks. You know, waiting for Davenport to come back and David Onyemata, I think, can make a big difference. Is there any concern there? And do you think maybe when we get Quan Alexander back, because Pete Warner – that they maybe might give Zach Bond maybe an opportunity to rush off the edge like he did at Wisconsin?
Well, I think, you know, for that has to be better. You have to be better in that regard, and a lot of that is because when you look at it, Davenport may be a factor, and Davenport is going to have to be a factor, but David Onyemata's got to be the factor, you know, and he's been the one piece that you haven't had. But at the same time, I think that, and Bobby, you can tell me how you feel about this situation. Would you rather have sacks or would you rather have turnovers as far as interceptions?
Man, give me the turnovers.
Yeah.
I'm my answer for that.
Give me the takeaways, but I sound spoiled. I want both.
Well, I mean, you can want
how
both.
How shocking is that?
I can give you sacks. You can lead the league in sacks, but only have 11 takeaways.
No, would take the takeaways.
If you're not taking the football away, then, you know, you can have all the sacks that you want.
I think
we're
going to –
If it's not a strip fumble, then a sack is great. That just means that either if it's third down, then they have an opportunity to punt, and now they're going to pin it away. But if it's a turnover, you get the ball right there. So, you know, obviously you like the sacks, I mean, because normally that's a negative yardage type situation. But if you're not getting negative yardage type situations, then give me a turnover all day.
Yes, Deuce, because when I look at that, we've taken away the football. To me, that's you setting the tone. Now, if you could tell me, I don't see how we could not win double digits. Now, can you stay on this pace, be the number one red zone offense and defense, and also goal-to-goal number one offense and defense? And then you taking the football away and you're on the plus side? And Deuce, this is amazing because this is old-school dome patrol stuff. The Saints have intercepted opposing quarterbacks, like you said, taking those takeaways, 9 times, and this is important. They've held them, the opposing quarterbacks, to a collective passer efficiency rating of only 71. You know, like Drew had those perfect, you know, you're 100 or more. That is outstanding. And you look at both figures ranked second right now in the league. The interception rate puts the Saints on pace to break the club season record of 30 set by the 1987 team. Deuce, that was the year we won 9 games in a row. It was the strike year. Won 9 games in a row. We were 12-3. And a big part of that was our defense was taking away the football. 30 interceptions that year in 87.
Yeah, when you can do that, Bobby, I mean, that's strong.
Yeah.
I mean, and so now from an offensive standpoint, your job is to not screw it up.
Amen.
You know,
that's
really
how Bobby's motto, too.
Hey, dude, that's what I did.
Yeah, I mean, but think about it. Here's the situation. Bobby, we can play great on special teams, and, you know, you've got more than Anderson, a kicker that can kick it, you know, anywhere on the field. But here's the other part. You know, Will Lutz, I don't want to say he's that guy, but he fits that style or type. And
right.
Then from an offensive standpoint, I don't have to take a lot of chances. My defense is going to give me the short field at least twice. My special teams may score. I can, you know, put together 3 or 4 drives, and I'm going to get produced points there. I mean, obviously, you like the explosive plays, and that's who I think the Saints will eventually evolve to. But it's not one where we've came accustomed to where you have to go out there and from an offensive standpoint, you got to score 30 points. I just don't think that they're in that situation right now.
Deuce, kind of piggybacking on what Bob was saying, you know, and watching Geno Smith from his time in college and into the pros, he's been a guy that he'd drive you crazy as a coach. because, man, he can make 8 of 10 throws that are just like, whoa, that's really impressive. But every game, there are three plays that either could be pickoffs or he fumbles the ball.
Like he did in the overtime.
And you watch the last two games, how it's ended. He threw an interception and he fumbled the ball. I mean, so almost he fits the MO of that. What we thought he was coming out of college, because he had that trait in high school. He had that trait at West Virginia. Now, not all those three, you know, if you put up three of them, not all of them are interceptions, because sometimes defensive backs, you know what they're playing, cornerback or safety. But he's going to put up a couple balls out there that could easily be picked off. And it's almost you can kind of jettison that. Every game, that's going to happen to him. And sure enough, Wilson goes out. He looks pretty good. And he gets the Seahawks back in the game. And they run in the football well. And he puts up a lollipop that gets picked off against the Rams. And last week, you know, again, the Sunday night game, he's got an opportunity. And T.J. Watt pops it out for a fumble. So exactly what kind of we thought he was, he's been in the NFL, highly erratic and prone that he's going to make that big mistake at a big time in the game.
Yeah, but one thing about the Rams game, you know, the receiver kind of trips as well. And so I can't put that on Geno. The quarterback is expecting the receiver to be in that spot. When you talk about the T.J. Watt move, I mean, that's one where he's got to be able to take care of the football. I mean, that's just point blank, period. If he doesn't take care of the football, then they don't have a chance to win. And, you know, I think he's a good quarterback. He's one that I don't think that can win games for.
I agree.
So,
and
what I mean by that, he can keep you in a game, or at least he can keep you close, and he can do exactly what you want him to do. But, you know, when you talk about him having to win a game, he just can't do it consistently. I mean, there may be situations, maybe one game here, two games here, but not consistently. That's not what he does. And so, you know, if I'm the Saints, I prepare to stop the run. You're going to see some play action and have to, you know, look for the deep ball. I mean, because that's how they can beat you. It's going to be some type of play action. It's going to be run game and then trying to hit an explosive play. That's from an offensive standpoint. That's how they can beat you.
But, Deuce, I thought about you. You know, late in that game, they hit DK Metcalf near the sidelines. I really don't know what he was exactly thinking. And he gets the ball popped out, you know, and they were fortunate, you know, somebody comes up with it and they were able to kind of line it up and everything else. And they, you know, send it into overtime and stuff. But man, I wondered about DK on that play, because he could have easily just walked out of bounds with it. And yet he tries to make a move up the field. You can't do it in that spot.
You have to know the situation.
You know the situation, Bobby, and you can't do it. You make the play, go ahead and get you 4 or 5 yards, get out of bounds. They were very, very fortunate that that ball bounced where his receiver could go and cover that as far as recover the fumble. But you can't go and make the hero play. Just go make a regular play. Don't make the hero play. Just go make the regular play.
Now, Deuce, boy, you look at it as of recent. If I can recall, you probably can help me out here. I think it was maybe a Monday night or a Sunday night. I think it might have been a Monday night, because we did a show, remember, at Morning Call, a pregame show. It was at Morning Call at City Park at the time. And we were all excited. I think we maybe went on a winning streak. And, boy, Russell Wilson, we got spanked. I think it was maybe Monday Night Football. Like, they scored 40-something points. But then as of late, no one thought this would happen. Teddy Bridgewater's first game. And we upset Seattle. We're like, whoa. You look, Deontay Harris runs back that punt all the way. We get a scoop and score. Well, I can tell you what, that shuts up the crowd if we can get something like that going. But when the schedule came out, Deuce, I did not think that the Saints are five-and-a-half-point favorite in prime time in
Seattle. Show you what they think of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and that Seattle defense ain't the same like it used to be.
No, not close.
Well, it's definitely not the same, and I think the one thing that they have trouble with is, you know, when you have a tight end that could stretch the field or a running back like Alvin Kamara, you know, and Alvin, last time we played him, we kind of killed him as far as his involvement, and so that's one thing that they've got to make sure that they're doing. But also, you know, you've got to get Troutman going. I think that he could have a pretty good game. And then you talk about what's his name?
DeJuan Johnson.
DeJuan Johnson. Getting him in favorable matchups. I think that's something that the Saints have to look for as far as to take advantage of not only his size, but just his matchups that he will have.
Now, Deuce, the last one, then we're going to let you run. Looking at it, it's basically 22 touches, averaging a game through five games. Alvin Kamara, 22 touches a game, the fifth highest per game total. You look in the NFL, you would expect this. Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook. And it's also the heaviest workload for Kamara at this point. But the bulk of his touches has come on the ground, averaging a career, really, 19 carries per game. So is that the right balance, or you think maybe 20 to, I'm not saying 30 touches, but maybe more involved in the passing game? Because that seems like it's about right as far as the rushing attempts.
Well, I want to give him probably 4 to 5 less rushes and make those passes. I mean, the touches I'm fine with. Overall touches I'm fine with. But I want to get him 4 to 5 less rushes and get those as far as passes are concerned.
All right, Deuce. Thanks so much, bud. Good luck this weekend. Who you got this weekend?
I have Arkansas and Arkansas Pine Bluff, so it's going to be a barn burner right there.
All right. All right. Thanks so much,
the,
brother.
The
State championship.
Arkansas. No. All right, Deuce. All right.
Thank you, man.
Right.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.